Yeah, Nicole, and it is important to remember that the attack that happened on January 6th and then what happened in the incident here behind us on Friday are two very different attacks, especially in terms of how Capitol Security would prepare for something like that. But what they should have in common, according to people who are now tasked with improving the Capitol security, is that both should be sort of a kickstart to Congress, that they can't be dragging their feet on making improvements to security, but that they have to act now. It's known as the Temple of Democracy. But after two fatal attacks, including the incident that killed Officer William Evans on Friday, there are new questions about steps needed to protect the people's house while ensuring it remains open to the people.
As you think about that, if it was where you had members walking in that gate, or if you had members kind of driving in or coming out, it could have been, you know, a much worse situation.
Retired Major General Linda Singh was part of the team that conducted a review of Capitol security following the January 6th riot. Singh says the attack Friday was a clear indication Congress needs to act.
I think it makes it a little bit more urgent that some of the things that we recommended are being looked at and maybe implemented a little sooner.
Among their recommendations, more intelligence experts to assess threats. In an emergency, giving the chief authority to request help from other agencies without approval from the Capitol Police Board, and perhaps most important, that Capitol Police need to hire about 850 more officers. Sunday, the Capitol Police Union president warned of low morale on the force, saying, in the next 3 to 5 years, we have another 500 officers who will be eligible to retire. Many of these officers could put in their retirement papers tomorrow. I've had many younger officers confide in me that they're actively looking at other agencies and departments right now. Many of these recommendations, however, depend on Congress.
The security fence now, do you think that parts of it should be back up?
No. I think that there are other ways of providing the security.
Many members of Congress say reinstalling the 8-foot barbed wire fence isn't the answer. Instead, Democrat John Garamendi says lawmakers should act quickly on the task force recommendations.
On January 6th, the Capitol became a target, and it's going to be that way for a while. This most recent incident was a wake-up call. Hey, guys, don't take a nap. We got a problem here, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
The task force also recommends a system of obstacles, cameras, sensors, and alarms to protect the complex to keep it secure and open to the public. And right here, you see there have been flowers dropped off this sort of makeshift memorial just next to the spot where Officer William Evans lost his life here. The reason that people are allowed to come and bring these is because that security fence was brought down. This was not an area where anybody could just walk a few weeks ago. And so that call is very real for lawmakers when they say that they want to both improve the security but keep the people's house open to the people, open to the public. They think they can do that with some advances in security. And at the same time, while they're keeping it safe and upgrading, also keep it clear so their family and everybody in the public can come to visit. Reporting live tonight in the nation's capital, Joe Khalil, News Nation.